Ukraine's military is beefing up its defenses just a few kilometers from rebel-held territory in the Lugansk region in case of an all-out assault. Private Sergei Iva with the 39th Battalion says they have to be prepared.
We received the information that our guys were being shelled from yesterday with artillery and grads.
The captain and commander of this new checkpoint, who asked to be called Andrei, says they have plenty of ammunition, but could use more men.
We came here 2 days ago. We didn't have any conflicts here with the other side yet. But they say there are small groups working here, about 10 people in a group. We received this intelligence information.
Warning shots, says a Ukrainian soldier after suddenly firing his machine gun towards rebel positions in front of a group of journalists. This post comes under frequent rebel fire and was hit by a Grad rocket the day before, though nobody was injured. Senior mortar gunner Vyacheslav says they are ready to fight off an assault.
Yes, they've strengthened us, and strengthened us quite well. They are hardening everything, so if there is an attack, we will be prepared to repel it.
Captain Andriy Slota says they have new munitions, but the men are tired.
It's time to end this singing and dancing and decide whether to move forward or solve this on some legal level to let people go, or just return our country to us and let people go. Enough is enough. The time has come.
The Kremlin denies giving weapons to the rebels, who claim recently spotted military columns headed west are part of a normal rotation. The rebels, fighting against the pro-Western government in Kiev, fear it is the Ukrainian forces who are planning an offensive. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Lugansk Region, Ukraine.